Well, I've just had another hectic sort of week. My daughter Kelly just married Porrig. She's now Kelly Fitzpatrick. The wedding went great, actually. There's preparations, the ceremony, the photographs, the reception. But being the father of the bride, you can't really relax properly until you've got your speech over you. I didn't write out a whole big long spiel. I did make a few notes on a wee bit of paper, though. It felt a wee bit like doing this show, actually, except you're getting instant feedback from a captive audience. Someone even said that I should have gone on for longer. But you know what they say, always leave them wanting more. Anyway, judging by the response at the time and the comments afterwards, most people seem to enjoy it. I've been doing my accounts for this year, not my favourite job, I can tell you. Once I hand them over, I can get back to working at my cottage building project. I think I mentioned this before. It's in the heart of County Down, near the village of Crossgar, in a wee hamlet known as Listooter, which means Fort of the Tanner. That's because there's a hill just behind us to the west with an ancient Celtic fort on the top, Listooter Fort. Our stone building is at the crossroads, and there are green hills in every direction around us. But Listooter Hill is the tallest, and if you walk up to the top of it to the fort, you can see for miles in every direction. 1 or 2 years ago, when the fort would have been someone's house, there would have been a wooden stockade around the inside, probably with thatched wooden buildings inside it. This was surrounded by a moat of water, with a single entrance and another earth bank around the outside, probably with more wooden fencing around it. Cattle would have been brought inside at any sign of danger. You can still see the earth embankments, and most of the moat is still there, though a bit silted up nowadays. It's known as a moat and bailey structure. Down below is the Belmahinch River, which used to power 7 different mills built along the river. The corn mill and flax mill just below the hill are now completely gone, with only the mill pond and its outlet still to be seen. Just a little bit downstream, Redeman Corn Mill is still standing, a 5-story stone structure, though it's no longer in use as a mill. It once had a weir and an eel fishery and was pretty much the hub of the area where local farmers would bring their corn to be milled. The hamlet of Listooter used to be known as the Cock Corner, named after the building next to ours, which used to be a shop and pub known as the Cock. Less than a mile away was another small pub which was known as the Hen, but it's now completely gone. The shop and pub next door was still in operation less than 100 years ago. I have an old photograph of the shopkeeper standing outside the shop window, wearing a hat and waistcoat, and with a Manitoba maize bag for an apron. The shop sold things like farm tools, brushes, Babbitt's biscuits from New York, and so forth. Bit of everything, probably. Our place in the Studer is a stone building, built about 150 years ago, and it was once a shop as well, though it now looks more like a garage. The last man who ran the shop, strangely enough, was a bachelor called John McCulloch, and he used to sleep in a tiny room at the back of the shop. The building has also been used as a temporary mission hall, a forge, and a farm workshop and store, so there's a bit of history there. It's built mostly on solid rock, which is why I've spent so long rock breaking and removing it from the site, 235 tonnes so far. We have a well at the back which has been cut down about 20 feet into the rock, and normally has about 14 feet depth of water in it. I don't think we'll be stuck for water anyway. Mostly what I've been doing so far, apart from digging and rock breaking, is rebuilding the stone boundary wall at the back, which is hundreds of years old, building around the well shaft at the back and some new walls at the front. I've also taken the old farm gate at the side, chopped it into 2/3 and 1/3, and remade it as 2 gates, which are a copy of the original gate and a photograph from 100 years ago. The building itself is pretty much the same as when we bought it, except for the ground level being lowered all around it. We can't do any work on it until we have planning approval for change of use to become a dwelling. We should have that fairly soon. Meanwhile, there's still plenty of work to be done around the building, which is certainly helping to keep me fit and healthy. I mean, I've been working away at a computer for days. It's very therapeutic to go down there and work with your hands for a bit, not to mention the peace and quiet of the countryside, especially in the evenings.